All right. I loved my visit to Ottawa. Did it at the beginning of the month. Got to see Donna Reynolds over at the really helpful and cute operation that they have at the Visitor Center. Donna, so good to talk with you again. How are you?
I miss you. It's been a while.
I know. I got to ask, because we don't have a ton of time today, but well, yes. I mean, we've talked all day, and I think people know just because John Williams does such a great job showing off his hometown to so many WGN listeners and the great things you have. Is there one thing that maybe throughout the day that we haven't gotten to cover yet that you really want to highlight, or just one thing you really want to leave people with about Ottawa today?
Oh, wow. Well, I go, we're the middle of history. We're the middle of creative cuisine. I could go on and on and on, but we have everything. I think we can compete with Chicago as far as our restaurants are concerned.
I will say,
they're amazing.
I visited a couple of them. The food was excellent, and the hospitality was great. The restaurants are awesome. It does feel like a cultural mecca in that area. Not that the whole area is not great, but you're caught on the ride by the nature, and that's before you even get to Starved Rock and the other areas. But really, the downtown, if you haven't been, it takes you back, but it's also moving forward culturally. It's just a really interesting mix of the two, Donna.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I was born and raised here, so I'm kind of biased anyway. But it's the friendliest town you'll ever come across. The people are great. Every restaurant, well, of course, they get to know you after being in there, because I kind of have a little rotation of all the restaurants that we go to every week. But you just can't ask for better people.
Yeah.
They're the greatest.
Yeah. Every time we've gone there, it's been wonderful. Okay. What's an event or two you want to highlight coming up? You've already had a couple already in May, but go ahead.
Yeah. We had a couple great ones you missed. But Debate Days is coming up in August, and it's a week-long event, and we're including a longest beard competition. And my favorite thing is we're going to do the Great Taste Debate. We brought back a restaurant week earlier this year, and it was such a great success that we thought we'd do something to go with Debate Day. So we're doing a Great Taste Debate, and we got quite a few restaurants and bakeries and bars that are all going to do a Lincoln item and a Douglas item, and they're going to compete against each other, and then they're going to compete against an overall winner.
I think that,
so that's going to be a lot of fun this summer.
Yeah, I just want to make sure people realize Lincoln-Douglas debate in Ottawa, and obviously the anniversary of that and the celebration of it in the summer. Is there going to be any debating going on besides just the voting with your mouth?
We are actually having a reenactment, too. A brass band and a reenactment on the 22nd.
Is John Williams doing it or no?
No, we've got actual actors at Port that portray Lincoln and Douglas.
I'm just saying John could do it. I know he'd go.
John could do it. You know, John is the greatest. He makes my job so easy. Him and Kevin are the best duo I've ever met in my life, and you guys have all been fantastic to me.
Yeah, no, we really love it and embrace it. All right, so you have Debate Days. It really is a Four Seasons place to visit. I know that we're here at the start of summer, or unofficial summer, so we're gearing up for that. But if people are already booked for the summer, start thinking fall and winter too, right?
Absolutely. We have the going on to St. Genevieve in the fall is a must. It's the most beautiful ride there is, and the St. Genevieve is our riverboat, and it goes along Buffalo Rock and stuff like that, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
I got some of the footage.
That's the way to see the leaves.
I agree. Oh, you're right, and I was just going to say, I got the footage from you guys from the drone shots you had, and it's in the WGN video we made at WGNradio.com, and I was just going to say, when those leaves turn, I want to be on the St. Genevieve exploring Ottawa. Donna, as I mentioned, we're short today. I know we're going to continue the celebration throughout the day, but any last things you want to say really quick?
I just want to appreciate, want you guys to know how much I appreciate WGN and bringing Ottawa to the forefront.
We love that.
Appreciate it.
Middle of everywhere. All right, we'll talk soon, Donna, okay?
Thank you.